Thank you for joining us from the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Larry Warren, and today's broadcast has a message that'll empower you to live victorious over every situation. In 1 John 5:4, the Bible says, "Whoever is born of God is a world overcomer." That means as a child of God, you were born to live in victory. Oh, I like that. To be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And in James 1:25, God says his word is the perfect law of liberty. Now, in the natural world, when you choose to follow a law, you always receive the benefits of that law. The same is true for the laws of God. When you follow them, you receive the benefits of living free from all sin, sickness, poverty, and fear. Well, today, Kenneth Copeland encourages you to be a doer of God's word, so the laws of his word will enforce your victory every single day.
James chapter 1, are you there? This is our base scripture that we read in my service yesterday morning, time allotted to me at that time. Do not err, my beloved brethren. 16th verse. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Now, isn't that what we were talking about there a while ago? See, you get mad and you've cut off the righteousness of God. So be angry and sin not. What does that mean? Keep your big mouth shut. That's where you get in trouble, is shooting your mouth off. Your feelings ain't worth nothing when it comes to making a spiritual decision. You put your feelings where they belong, and they're worth everything to you because they're very precious to you. But you let your feelings run the show, it'll run you in the ground 100% of the time. Now, you know, in other words, you tell your feelings how to feel. You don't let them tell you how to feel. You do it on purpose. You will notice the breakthrough once you do it, not before you do it, after you do it. Now, be ye doers of the word, verse 22, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If you're a hearer of the word and not a doer, you're like a man that looks at himself, his natural face, in a glass or in a mirror. He looks at himself, then goes his way and immediately forgets what manner of man he was or what he saw. But whoso looks into the perfect, say perfect, law. What is a law? A law is something that works when it's put to work. And the reason it's called a law is because it always works. Well, it didn't work for me. No, you didn't work.
Come on.
It works.
Amen.
You did what you thought. Now, Mr. Edison did that over 900 times before he ever got a light bulb, and every time he thought he was right. But there was a law there that nobody had discovered in fullness enough to know how to get the they knew the laws of electricity, but they didn't know what to do with that filament in there and how to make the electricity and the filament operate at the same time long enough to make light over about 20 seconds. And that's where the problem was. Well, when he discovered the law that governed it, voila. Huh? We have light. Same thing's true spiritually. Amen. Spiritual laws. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The laws of sowing and reaping, giving, receiving. The laws of the Spirit, how they work. Well, you get mixed up in natural process and spiritual process, and you let one get in the way of the other, and you begin to dilute your faith. You remember what we talked about last night where Jesus said, fear not, believe only, and you shall be made whole? Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. But if you don't know that, you hear you begging God to do something, and you stand there shaking in your boots because you're afraid He won't, or afraid of something else. Well, if you don't know the difference between those laws and what governs it, somebody's going to have to help you. But my brother and sister, when you stand on the Word of God, He starts revealing to you how those laws work. And they work all the time, and they work every time. You've heard me make this illustration before, that an airplane's an airplane. I learned how to fly 50 years ago. 50 years ago, month after next. And I was flying that little old bitty airplane. It was so little that me and my instructor couldn't hardly get in there. Now, we were both, you know, pretty beefy boys. And back in those days, I weighed about 225 about that time. And he was equally as obese as I was. And if you call it what it is, you can get rid of it.
That's right.
You know, if you call it chubby, you ain't never gonna get rid of it, man. You're gonna be chubby or chubbess all the rest of your life until you get squared away with obesity, brother. Now get it out of there, praise the Lord, because you've been redeemed from it. So I learned how to fly. That little old airplane, man, would just fly, you know, just have such a big time. And I remember the day I soloed. I wanted him out of that airplane so bad I could taste it. I wanted this thing by myself. Get out of here. And he finally got out that afternoon. I'd been learning it's August, Texas, hot. Airplanes don't like hot no more than people do. So I was flying early in the morning, and this is a Fort Worth Municipal Airport. This is back before DFW. And no traffic. You know, the air's smooth and cool. About just a little after daylight in the morning on up to 7 or 8 o'clock, you know. Now, that's where all of my tons of experience, all 8.5 hours of it, had been at that time of day. I soloed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The air is full of airplanes. I didn't know. All I could think of is get him out of here. I want to fly that so bad. Well, he got out. I'm supposed to do 3 touch-and-go landings and full stop on the third one and pull over there, and he's going to get back in the airplane then and finish up the day's lessons. I got in there, and I did everything I'd been doing before. I called the tower, Meacham Tower, Cessna 55 X-ray, ready for takeoff. 55 X-ray, you clear for takeoff? 55 X-ray, and I'd take off, go downwind, fly along there and say, Meacham Tower, Cessna 55 X-ray is on the left downwind, runway 17. And all of the time before, he had always said, Roger that, 55 X-ray, you are clear to land. That's all I'd ever heard. It'd been early in the morning. Nobody out there but me. I did everything I was told to do. I got left downwind, and I'm chugging along there, you know. I said, Meacham Tower, Cessna 55 X-ray on the left downwind. Touch and go, runway 17. Well, I intended to hear the same thing. He said, Roger, that 55 X-ray, number 8 in the pattern, follow DC-3 just outside the outer mark. Let me know when you got him in sight. I said, what? It's the same airplane. But circumstances have changed. Outer water marker. The first thing I thought, somebody got something on the top of their barn. I don't know what an outer marker is. I never heard of no kind of me. Got a marker up here somewhere? What you talking about? And I thought, oh, God. And I called him. I said, Mitchum Tower 55 X-ray, this is my first solo. He said, okay, 55 X-ray. He said, just maintain your heading and the altitude. Can you do that? I said, yes, sir. He said, you've got a DC-3 in the pattern. I'll point him out to you. Well, that got rid of that marker. I'll point him out to you. Let him pass under your left wing and then make your turn on left base. I never heard of that before, Creflo. You're supposed to let him pass under your left wing. You know why? There ain't no way you can hit him. I don't care if I was flying an F-16. You let him fly under your left wing, you can't hit him. You have to do some kind of funny whiffer deal, man, to get back over there after him once he's passed under that left wing. I learned that the day I soloed. I still use it today. 10,500 hours later. Type ratings and all kinds of funny things. You know, having a lot of fun. Let them pass on your left wing when you're in the pattern. Now, I'm using that to let you know this. I learned something that day. Now, it don't make any difference, and I'm flying an airplane now that is just, what, 91% of the speed of sound and enjoying it. I'm as comfortable in that airplane as I was that little 55 X-ray. But you know, they both fly the same way. All the same principles. Everything that made 55 X-ray fly is what makes that Citation 10 fly. Same thing. But you don't take somebody in 55 X-ray just because he's soloed, and then the next morning stick him in a Citation 10. He'll stick it up out there like a dart somewhere. Yet the principles are the same. Don't wait till you're fighting cancer before you find out anything about faith.
Amen. Amen.
You need somebody that's been there. Somebody that's studied these laws. Amen. Amen. That's the reason your pastor needs to know. He needs to be checked out on that stuff before you ever get a hold of it. So that's where we are today. The principles are the same. But you study them, you believe them, you stand on them, say, yes, sir, that's the way it is. That's it, up there. Not the way I think it is, or I feel it is, or somebody told me it was or wasn't. No. I mean, I don't care if I did tell you. I'm here to teach you. I'm not here to do it for you.
Amen.
You go find it out for yourself. You go dig in the Word of God. You start believing God like Gloria did. We didn't know what we'd do, but we knew the Word knew. And we knew the Word was right, whether we understood it or not. Amen. And so we took it and obeyed it and stood on it. Well, when we stood on the Word that says, owe no man anything but to love him, that's the only scripture I knew. I just found that, and I'd already given God my word that what I found in His Word, I would not change His word to fit my lifestyle. Or try to excuse myself from what He said. I would change my lifestyle to fit His word. Now, when you start changing your lifestyle is when you begin to learn that system. If I had said, no, I don't use any of that stuff, I'd have been stuck in 55 X-ray. Well, 55 X-ray is not going to fly Gloria and me and the people that we need from Fort Worth to Long Beach without taking a week to get here. Because it'd take about 9 trips at 92 miles an hour. That ain't going to work. But had I rejected advancement and refused to learn it and refused to walk in, no, this is all I do. This is what we have. We in a 55 X-ray church. Well, your church is going to be plodding around 85, 90 miles an hour while everybody else in jets. You understand what I'm talking to you about here? If you don't, there ain't no use us going any further with this.
That's right.
Because you're going to be stuck.
Stuck.
Say this.
I never
ever
attempt
to alter
God's word
to fit my lifestyle
or my feelings.
I always
alter my lifestyle
and take in order my feelings
to fit God's word.
Now, if you always do that, you're always growing.
Amen.
You're always moving. How people don't like to grow. Grow costs. Grow cost effort. To go from one place to a more excellent place always costs effort. It always takes time, and it always takes money. Now, what else does it take? Prayer based on the Word of God. Because without prayer based on the Word of God, all your effort, all your time, and all your money is in vain. You won't get there. Or you may get something else, but it won't be what you need to have. So, say this, I'm a doer of the Word.
Not a hearer only.
Okay, let's go back to Mark 11, 22, and let's walk through this. First thing I want you to notice here in this 11th chapter, verse 11, Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. Now, if you don't settle this, you can forget about the rest of this chapter.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you like a flight instructor said on the first four-engine airplane I ever got typed in, and he stood up there, and he had this great big book, said Lockheed on the front of it, you know, and he's got this big old book, Billy, and he stood there, and he said, now, in all of these weeks of training that you're going to be here, if you hear anything, see anything in print or come out of anybody's mouth that's not in line with this book is right. And it was the aircraft flight manual, the Lockheed's operator's manual. And I looked over there at my partner, and I said this to Dwayne. We heard this again at Flight Safety. And I said, Dwayne, I wish preachers had that much sense. If I say anything, if you hear anything, read anything in print that is crosswise of this book, then this book is right and that isn't. But you don't take what you think it says or what somebody said it says. You're going to find out for yourself. And it takes reading the whole body of work, not just little snapshots here and there. Now, that's the reason I'm saying this about this. You notice he went into that temple, and what did it say? It says he looked round about on all things. He didn't just go storming into that temple. He said, I never go anywhere but what my Father tells me to go. I never say anything but what my Father says say or has already taught me. I don't do anything but what I first see my Father do it. He knew there was wrong things in that temple.
Come on.
Amen. He knew it by the Spirit. He knew what it was. But he didn't just go charging in there and go to ripping things apart. No, he walked in there as much in the background as he could. He didn't want anybody really seeing him in there. He never considered himself to be the star of the show anyway. His Father and the Word of God is the star of the show. Always with him. Ought to be with you and me. He walked in there and he looked around. Took notice. What's he doing? He's not looking around judging these people. He's turned inward. He's listening to the Spirit of God. What's going on in here? Not what's on the surface. What's in the Spirit? You can see something you think is just vitally wrong. It may be the you that's wrong, and that's not. So you got to find out in your spirit what's wrong here and what's right. He walked through there, and then notice what it says. When evening was come, he left town. He went to Bethany. He didn't hang around out there and brood over that thing. He went to Bethany. It was the next day before he came back. But boy, the next day when he came back, he knew what he was going to do. What do you suppose he did the night before? He spent the night in prayer. That's the reason he was so powerful when he faced that fig tree. Now that ought to talk to you. Of course, he's always powerful. He never was prayed out. Amen. Or stressed out. But he also never did anything without prayer and fasting. That's the reason he came up against that demon they couldn't cast out. He said, this one goes out by prayer and fasting. We notice he didn't stop and pray and fast before he cast him out. He'd already done that. He prayed and fasted before he got into this thing. He walked in there and knew exactly what he was going to do. And I am completely and totally satisfied. He knew exactly by the Spirit what was about to happen with that fig tree, because these men needed to know the principles of faith. They were about to see a side of him they'd never seen before in that temple, and they needed to know where it was coming from, and they needed to know the power of God and how it operated, because they're fixing to need it. California people understand what fixing means. I say that to, you know, Texas people say it all the time. I forget about it. I'm fixing to do this, fixing to do that. Well, what does fixing mean? That means I'm about to commence to start. He was about to commence to start the clean house in there, brother. Amen. You got to understand him pretty good to understand a man that won't go outside when his mama calling him. Well, in a lot of cases, mama taught it and we bought it. And if it was religion and God's talking to you about it, you don't have to be out of love about it. God ain't telling you to take a whip and clean out the temple or anything else. That's Jesus' job. Still is, by the way. But you need to walk in love and be in love. But that don't mean that has to be where you go to church, what you do, what you say, just because that's the way you were brought up.
Amen.
What did I tell you? Find out for yourself. You get in the book. Your mama might have been right all the time. Get in the book. Your grandma knew things that you didn't know, but now you know things maybe that she didn't know. Get in the book. Stay there. Stay there. That's the key issue.
If you are in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? You ought to be loosed from that infirmity, bless God. You ought to be free. You ought to be debt free. You ought to be pain free, glory to God. You ought to be sick free.
Join us for the New Jersey Victory Campaign, June 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/NJ today.
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you His exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with His perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to His correction so you can go in the direction He leads you. When you're following His direction, you're able to receive His protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life. Spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. Find out how He's already put His own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all He has. Learn to use your God-given faith. Get in His Word and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that He has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available as an MP3 download. Discover everything you need to know to believe and receive God's precious promises in your life. Go to kcm.org/TV special. Offer good for 60 days. Contact your regional office for more information.
Brother Copeland says, prayer doesn't make faith work. Faith makes prayer work. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the anointed word of God. And when you come to the place where God's promise is more real to you than the problem, that's when faith is released through your words to create change in your life. Now, if you're facing something and need help finding what God's word says about the situation, we have a prayer line you can call. KCM has licensed prayer ministers on staff in all their offices worldwide, and they're trained to be led by the Spirit to find the scripture that speaks to your situation, and they'll pray in faith with you. When you call our prayer line, be ready to write down the scriptures so you can keep your faith strong by reading them over and over again. Be in full agreement with them while they pray. Then check your heart to see if God leads you to make changes or take steps in your life that'll position you to receive the answer you need. As Brother Copeland taught in today's message, when we become doers of God's word by changing our lives to agree with Him, then God can take us into places of greater excellence. Give our prayer ministers a call and let them help you start living the blessed life God has planned for you. Thank you for joining us today. And until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.